kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Well, I hopefully you're warm this winter, and today I've got Mina Narang. So Mina is not new to Well with Anahila. As you know, she is from the Manukau Super Clinic, and she'll share the updates with us. So great to have you on the show again. Mina, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Kia ora, everyone.
Yeah. Kia ora. So one of the things we'll talk about, any impacts that Budget 2021 has had on the cervical screening program, and anything else that you would like to share with us.
Sure. To start with, I would like to discuss what HPV is. So HPV is a human papillomavirus. This virus is normally spread through the intimate skin-to-skin touch. Okay. 4 out of 5 women at some stage in their life would get this HPV infection. So it's really, really common. But not all of these viruses, HPV viruses, causes cancer.
Okay.
Only some of these viruses would cause infection or cancer. Okay. So the new HPV testing system, the new, so it's a really good, I mean, we believe that it's a really good way of getting to women who are not, who are shy or embarrassed to come forward. This will be the really good way of getting the, getting those women in for their screening. Also, the new HPV self-swabbing or swabbing system or primary HPV is more sensitive than the test we use currently.
So let's take it back. So in Parliament, in the House, I spoke about that we're no longer doing smearing. Look, there's some changes in terms of language. So this is a new program coming in to screen for cervical screening.
Correct.
And we're screening for the human
papillomavirus. Correct.
Okay, great.
So we are still the new new changes are coming in 2023. So while we are waiting till we still are doing regular smears, so women who are currently due for their cervical screening should continue to come forward for their regular smears.
Thank you for that clarification. Yes. I just thought that we'd share that before we continue.
Yes,
okay. Okay. So women should continue, if they get an appointment, they should just continue with that until 2023?
Yes, correct. So, as I mentioned earlier, most of the 4 out of 5 women get HPV once in their lifetime. Okay. Most of these viruses or infection recovers on and on its own. But some viruses can cause cell changes, which can lead to cancer. So by doing a regular cervical screening and immunization for 9 to 26 years old can prevent cervical cancer. So HPV cause, most commonly HPV virus causes cervical cancer, which is in women. Cervical cancer is a lower cancer of the lower part of woman's womb or uterus where the opening is. And there's normally abnormal cells that grows into cell changes, and that can lead to cancer. But HPV virus can cause throat and mouth cancer as well, which is more common in men than women.
Okay.
Yes. So that's why it's really important for our 9 to 26 year old kids to have vaccination.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 4 out of 5, can you take us back to when you say 4 out of 5?
4 out of 5 women will get HPV infection when they are sexually active.
So they will get it, but not necessarily lead to cancer.
Correct.
But having a screen will definitely confirm whether it is or not.
Yes. So early detection of cell changes can help to detect cervical cancer. So if we find those cells changes early, we can treat it, so we can stop it from getting into cancer.
I know that previously in our radio conversations before, you spoke about that if the partner are two women, there's no need for them to take that screening.
No, if the partner are two women, and if one of the women have had sex with a male partner,
definitely they will need.
Definitely, yes. And Yes. So
only if one of the women have had a sexual relationship with intercourse with a male,
yes,
they need to have a screening. But if not, then...
Yes, but if they are, if they're having other types of intercourse, like anal sex and those kind of sex, orals, then definitely they would need...
It was just a question because somebody asked me at our last conversation, so I just want to clarify that.
Yes.
So basically the message is get tested.
Correct. Yes. I've been getting so many phone calls because everyone's hearing media that the new HPV self-swabbing is coming, so the women are asking, should I wait till 2023 or... Yes. You know, still continue having smears. I would recommend, continue having smears until
2023.
Correct.
So, so just in case people didn't know, the Associate Minister of Health, Dr. Aisha Vero, had said that 53 million will go towards design and implement of a test for the HPV. And of course, what we're doing is trying to save lives.
Correct. That
it's preventable.
Mm.
Yeah. So the message is, ladies, is to continue getting tested until we get to 2023 and it's live to go. So continue. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the previous question. I know it's a difficult conversation to have, but if we continue to have it, then it's easier for women to talk about.
Correct.
Yes.
And if in doubt, please contact one of the health professionals, and they can tell you case to case if that woman needs smears or not.
Thank you. Thank you, Mina. It's great that I think it's important that we talk about it because it's a normal everyday thing.
Exactly.
People do.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Anything else you'd like to share?
So I'm based in Manuka Super Clinic, and we do organize free cervical screening clinics. So we have regular smears in Mangri, Otara, Manuka Super Clinic, Pukekohe Hospital, and Botany Super Clinic. And we also go to different marais as well. So for women anywhere in Auckland, if they want to find out where they can go for their free cervical screening, they can call National Cervical Screening Unit. That's 0800-729-729. And they can tell their location and then they'll be advised where they can go for their free cervical screening.
Great. So that's 0800-729-729.
Yes. Yeah.
So, thank you, Mina. So I think that's... Do you feel that we've talked about the HPV enough, or can we continue to the next?
New system which is coming, it will be like a cell swab, like routinely women do cell swabs for STIs.
Mm.
So it's something similar. So to start with, in 2023, women would have to go to their doctor, and then they can go to the toilet or in the room. They can self-swab themselves, and then GPs would be able to send their swabs to lab for testing.
All right, so they're not taking the kit home. They're doing it at the doctor's seat.
Just to begin with, afterwards, when ministry is comfortable, or when we get more ways how we can get the kits to the woman, then they will start sending kits to home.
All right,
but
so
to start
initially,
with, initially it will be at the GP practice only. We are looking. So ministry is doing some consultations with women and some health professionals, and they are finding different ways how things can get better. But to start with, initially, women have to go to their doctors and then do self-swabbings there, and then GP would send these swabs to the lab.
Okay.
In saying that, if the result, self-swab results come back and it's positive, then women would need to have a smear done.
Okay.
Yes, if the HPV is positive, then they would need to see their smear taker and have a smear done before they can be referred to a specialist.
Okay.
Yes.
I see. Yeah, that's a lot more clearer.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think women will probably be a little bit more confident knowing the doctor's in the next room.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Great. Yeah.
So this is a new HPV testing that's all the information I have at this stage, but obviously there's new changes coming, so we're just waiting for new changes to come and then we can tell more. Yes.
So we've been having conversations on the radio for the last 4 years about that.
Yes.
How do you think this will benefit women?
So currently with the current system, women have to go to their doctor and have screening done. Mm. So a lot of our, especially our Maori and Pacific women and Asian women, they are shy, they're embarrassed. And also fear of the test, so they don't come forward. So hopefully with the self-swabbing where woman doesn't have to,
they can
self-swab, so that might make a little bit different, that will make it easy for women to come forward and have screening done. And also the new testing is more sensitive than the current one.
Yes, yeah.
And the new swabbing, it will be 5 yearly, because at the moment we do 3 yearly smears, but the new system, the primary HPV testing, will be 5 yearly. So that's also good.
Okay. Yeah. So women would get an indication that they're due for...
So they will get a recall letter from their health professional, mostly from their GPs.
Yeah, and then they go along and book an appointment with the GP.
Correct.
And then in the GP, they will be given the swab to conduct the test themselves.
Yes, correct.
They swab themselves, and then that's taken away and get tested. Mm-hmm. And if it's positive, then they'll need to come back and have the full screen.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think definitely that will, just from my own experience, I'll probably be more willing to do that.
Yes.
Mind you, I am up to date, but just add a little bit more.
Yes, that's really good. Yeah,
preferable to if a woman can do the self swab, and then only if
needed. Yeah.
How do we know? There's always a concern that women have done the swab correctly.
So, as I mentioned, the new swabbing is very sensitive.
Okay.
So, as far as they just, they don't have to reach to their cervix for the test, because at the moment for the smears, the current system, we have to reach the cervix.
Yeah.
So, as far as women is swabbing their vagina, should be fine.
Oh, great.
Yes.
I was just concerned that the whole smear, it's a whole... deeper.
Yes. With the new swabbing, you don't have to go.
All right. Great.
You don't have to find your cervix. As far as you're swabbing your vagina, you should be fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. That's great.
Yes.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Yes.
So, ladies, if you're listening at the moment, I'm having a conversation with Mina Narang. She is the cervical screening coordinator at Manukau Super Clinic. And she's no stranger. Ranger to Well with Anahila, and we're just talking about new developments on how to encourage how to encourage women to save more lives.
I normally when I see a woman, I say, if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your whānau. It's really important test. 5 minutes of embarrassment can save your life.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in counties Manukau, we are promoting cervical screening. We've got our cervical screening posters on bus stops, toilets, malls, car parks of malls, libraries, and we try and do clinics in different locations so women don't have to, go to their doctors or if they're working. We are doing weekend clinics as well and after our clinics as well. So working moms can come forward and have their screening done. So as I mentioned earlier, if you are living in Auckland anywhere and you want to go for a free smears, contact National Cervical Screening Register and they would be able to tell you a location closer to your home.
Okay. And the phone number again?
0800-729-729.
Thank you, Mina. So after the lockdowns, have you seen more women come forward, or has that been a challenge?
Initially, just straight after the lockdown, it was a challenge because women were more nervous that they will get COVID.
Yes.
But when we called, we made sure we informed the woman that when you come in, we'll make sure there's not many women in the waiting area. We extended our appointment slot so that there's no more than two women waiting waiting in the waiting area. So we made sure, and we also informed the woman that we'll make sure that we clean the room and bed properly in between patients, and we're using disposable sheets. So there's, you know, there's no chances of contamination. But since since the media about about the minister, Carrie Allen, things got really better. Like, women heard that news in media, and we were bombarded with the phone calls. So that really encouraged women to come forward to have screening. For first 1 week, I think we would have received hundreds of phone calls. People wanted to know when they're due for their smears, or if they qualify for smears, where they can go for smears. We were bombarded.
Oh, that's good to know. That's really I'll definitely let the Honourable Kitty Allen know that her experience have encouraged many women to come through.
Yes.
So that's not normal for hundreds of women to call.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Yeah. And what have their feedback been from women after receiving their information?
So we booked a lot of women. Last week I was in one of the marais in Pukekohe. So I met a couple of women, and they were like 20 years overdue for smears. So because of ministers' news in the news, and also their friends and colleagues encouraged them, they came forward for the screening. So definitely... it's not easy for women, but when they see that how common it is, so they this encourages them to come forward to have screening done.
Oh, thank you. That's really great feedback. I will ask Minister Allen to continue encouraging.
Yes, definitely. She did a great job.
We'll definitely let her know that. We'll send her the recording of this.
Yes. My wishes are with her. Hope she recovers soon.
Oh, that's great. And after women, let's just say for women who was overdue 20 years for a
cervical screening. Yes.
What was their feedback after they've had their swab?
So after their cervical screening, they felt good, and they thought, well, it didn't take that long. And also things have improved since that many years.
Yes.
Before we used to use metal speculums, and now we use plastic speculums, and they come in various sizes. So I normally try to use small size, which is less painful for women, and also it's quick. So women feel, I mean, I had a good feedback that they feel confident, and they felt good because it was quick. And some of the women said they will definitely come back for their next smear, which is a good feedback for me as well, that they had a good experience, that they are looking forward to come back for their next one when it's needed.
Oh, that's excellent. And has the referral woman has it dropped since Minister Allen had gone through her experience? Or
actually, more people are coming forward for the screening. Definitely.
Yeah.
After the media, more people are coming forward for their screening. Yes.
Oh, that's excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, look after yourself. Life is precious. Take care and have smear.
So with the woman that came through since the minister had her experience, were they mainly young women, older women?
It was mostly middle-aged women, 30 to 40, 45 women, Asian women,
And they were all types of women, or?
Mostly it was Maori and Pacific women that came forward. And touch wood, all the results were normal.
That's great to know.
Yes.
So maybe what we can do is remind us of the program, your next screening program, where you are in the community in the next couple of months.
Sure. So fortnightly we do clinics from Mangere. Today my colleague is doing a clinic in Mangere. So if you're living, if you're in Mangere Town Centre, please pop into our clinic. It's in Mangere Town Centre, 10 Warden Place, Mangere. So we do fortnightly clinics from Mangere.
Okay, fortnightly.
Yes. 8 to 3 o'clock. And fortnightly, being on Otara from 8 to 3 o'clock.
So Wednesday, you're in the Mangere Town Centre.
Tuesday, fortnightly in Otara. Once a month, Botany Super Clinic on Wednesdays from 8 to 4. Once a month in Botany, Tuesday evenings from 1 to 7. Once a month on Saturdays in Manukau Super Clinic.
Okay, once on Saturdays.
Yes. Yeah. Once a month Friday, big clinic from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Which clinic?
Manukau Super Manukau Clinic. Yes.
Okay.
And Pukekohe Hospital as well, once a month. And we do ad hoc different locations like Highland Park, Papakura, Manurewa, Pukekohe, Tuakau. We go to different areas and do head dogs clinics as well.
Do you do Papakura?
Yes.
Okay.
We go to Papakura Marae regularly. And up until last year, I was coming to Papakura Town Centre as well, to the arts to art centre. We were doing a clinic from there. But now we're just more focusing on Marae clinic because that's more comfortable. You know, women feel more comfortable there. It's privacy. Yeah.
So if I'm just driving past, I see the truck. Can I just turn up?
Yes. Okay. Our clinic don't use a truck. We use a room. Women are more comfortable in the room. But definitely, if you see our boats outside, please definitely come and we see walk-ins as well.
Okay. So if you see the
advertisement or boats,
any
please,
signs? Yeah.
Yes, please come in. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah. So, what will you do? Share with us what you do for well-being. I know that you talk about being walking and things like that. So share with us some, how's it going for you?
Good.
Do you do for well-being?
I've just recently started doing some yoga, trying.
Yes. Yeah.
And meditation as well, which is really, especially during this stressful time, it's really working for me. So just recently started yoga and meditation, which is really, I feel positive and quite calm after my busy day at work.
Well, thank you, Mina. This is Well with Anahila. I'm having a conversation with Mina Narang. We've had many conversations before, but I think it's important that we do talk about cervical screening. If we can save one life from our conversation today, then that would be fantastic. More would be better. It was important, Mina, that we talk about the announcement made by Minister Verrill.
Yes.
Just getting the details around that. So that would be in 2023.
Yes, correct.
And we're encouraging women, don't continue with your...
Until we reach that stage.
Don't wait.
Yes.
Don't wait. So continue until that happens in 2023. And, is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No, just call us on 0800-729-729 to discuss. If you have any questions, please call us and we can go case by case and decide where or when you can go for your screening.
That's it. Thank you, Mina. So I'm just getting the definition. So cervical screening is now and the swabbing is 2023.
Correct.
That's all right. Okay,
Just one more thing. If you are up to date with your cervical screening, but you're having heavy periods or you're having bleeding in between your periods or having pain or bleeding after the intercourse, don't wait for your routine smear. Go in. You need to have a repeat smear. Yes, if you're having these kind of symptoms.
So if it's not normal, like if
you're having heavy periods.
Yes.
If you're having periods more than once a month. If you bleed after intercourse or have pain after intercourse, please see your doctor. And also, if you have reached menopause, so your periods are stopped and you start bleeding, even spotting, don't wait. See your doctor. Okay. Get it checked.
Okay. Did you hear that, ladies? Get it checked. Don't wait till next month to see if it's happening again.
Yes.
Just get it checked straight away. Like Mina said, 5 minutes of embarrassment will actually
save your life.
Save your life, and you can be there longer for your family.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think that's it. That's us today, Mina. Thank you for coming in. We'll have you back again. I think we can just keep having a conversation.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. That's it. So thank you for coming in. today. I look forward to hearing how the yoga and the meditation is helping you. And it's good that it's something new. You're doing something new.
Yes,
adding
yes.
To your day. So thank you for being with me today. Well, everyone, that was Well with Anahila. And just a reminder, it's not just women that can encourage women to do this. The men, and if you've got women in your life, do ask them. Have that conversation with your mum or your auntie, or just say, hey, I'll give them a pamphlet, or just say, hey, have you had your cervical screening done yet? I'm just worried about you. Just making it normal conversation and reminding your love, the women in your life, that they are important and that they need to do it. Okay, that was Well with Anahila. Stay warm this winter, and I'll see you next time. Ka kite anō.